Welcome to the podcast that you will find available on TMCNet Blogs as well as DIDX. I want to introduce you to Alan Rehm. He's the one who will be talking with us today. He's a serial entrepreneur who launched CoreDial in 2005. In that time, though, the company has experienced exponential growth, and it's seen as a fast-growing disruptive force in the changing communications landscape. Now, Alan is considered a respected thought leader whose company is helping to lead the cloud-based communications revolution that everyone's been hearing about. And so I wanted to welcome you, Alan. Thank you for letting us talk and record the conversation to share with others.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Suzanne.
And so since we're talking about CoreDial, the company, and wondering if you would introduce us to it, you know, the services, markets, opportunities available.
Sure. So CoreDial is a cloud software and services provider. We basically are committed to helping companies such as interconnects, managed service providers, and carriers to succeed at selling, delivering, managing, and billing for cloud communication products and services.
Okay, so cloud communications, people who read the research and read press releases and so forth in bobbing IP telephony and so forth, they've heard about cloud communications. But for those that it's kind of an unfamiliar term, could you explain that?
Sure. All right. So when we say cloud communications, we mean services like hosted PBX, voice over IP, SIP trunking, and other what are called unified communication type services such as presence, integration with applications for click-to-dial, screen pops, call control, you know, live visibility into what's going on in the communications of your business. So the primary benefit to the end user is better features and functions that help them run their business better, you know, efficiencies out of communication between employees and vendors, employees and their customers. So it's a really compelling service offering that we enable these partners throughout the United States to go to market and deliver that value to their customers while building value in their brand.
And how would you define these partners? Are there opportunities involved in that?
So we define the partners as they're typically interconnects, people who sell phone systems for a living, managed service providers who might provide data services, IT services, managed maybe email or security type services to small to medium-sized businesses. And they are experiencing a significant change in the business in that the people who used to be their friendly partners in selling services to clients now offer a competing offering. For instance, you know, large carriers might offer something in the hosted space, hosted PBX space, where you know that's a conflict of interest to an interconnect, or maybe a managed service provider is now seeing their interconnect become an MSP, where they used to work together on solutions for the client, but now they need to have they need to add voice and other services to their mix. And then your carriers who are used to selling traditional voice services and maybe some sort of hosted services are now really needing to add more value to improve their margins, to deliver the features and functions that the customers actually want. And so all this transformation is happening, and we're really here to help the folks who want to get in the business, the folks who are best suited to serve the customer, to do so and to do so successfully.
You know, I don't think I've heard anyone explain these issues and solutions so well. So I just have to say I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
One of the reasons I chose to interview someone at CoreDial is that CoreDial, DIDX, and other companies are co-sponsoring IT Expo West all-conference party this year in Austin, Texas, October 4th, 9 p.m., on Cedar Street at the Courtyard with the famous Spasmodics. Anyway, I've always believed that the traditional way of developing business at conferences like just trading business cards or watching PowerPoint presentations. You know, we need more than that. We need to interact. It needs to be a little more flexible, a little bit more fun. And Bob, just like your services, you know, have enabled businesses and entrepreneurs to be more flexible and more efficient in their work. So,
we're excited about IT Expo. We've participated in IT Expo East and West for a few years. What's exciting about sponsoring a party like this is that, you know, it's really about relationship building and getting to know one another. At the end of the day, we understand who our potential customers are. We want to make sure that we understand their needs and that we are providing them the value they need and that they understand who we are and how we can help them succeed. So, you know, instead of being at the, we'll have a booth. We have booth number 520, but, you know, at dinner and a party, we get to really get to know them. We'll have other customers there, other partners there, and really get to know one another so that build confidence in that we can really help them and that there's a good fit there. And so it's exciting to do more than just trade business cards and, mm-hmm. Really get to know people and break bread together.
That's awesome. It just made me think one of the conferences that I went to this year in 2012, I like to hang out in the halls a little bit because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who they don't know anybody at the conference, but they definitely want to do business. They have ideas. They want to partner. They have money. They have solutions. And I remember one guy I talked to, I just went up to him, shook his hand. I said, you look like maybe you're looking for something, you know, and he said, well, actually, I don't know anybody here, and I feel overwhelmed. And I was thinking, wow, this guy needs to be at a party with everybody, you know? So, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's, there's a lot of times you'll learn things about people that you didn't know that you can make connections with other people. It breaks down the barriers. You know, it's a warmer environment. You're not on guard thinking somebody's going to jump at you at the booth and ask to scan your badge. It's a chance to really share information and ideas, mm-hmm. learn something, and, so this should be a great event.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So one thing that everyone always wants to know is, especially from thought leaders like you, share some ideas on trends of anything that is important to you. I mean, a lot of what people are talking about are social media, business VoIP, machine-to-machine, mobile app, devices, IP communications, 4G, LTE, unified communications. Tell me what your thoughts are for the future.
Well, sure. So clearly, businesses are always looking for ways to do business more efficiently, to save money, to scale better, to be able to scale up and scale down as they need without, having huge capital equipment expenses and such. And so in the communication space, there's this kind of crisis going on where everybody's getting into everybody else's business. It's changing. The technology is moving at breakneck speeds. And so what's fun about our business is that we're kind of in the business of helping these guys, these companies, to remain competitive and deliver these high-value, new technologies and take advantage of all the trends and deliver them to their customers because typically they're going to be the best situated to do so. Mm-hmm. They're in the local market. They understand the customer's needs. And so we make it really easy for them to get access to these unified communication type technologies, these cloud services, without having to build out this big infrastructure, spend all this money, hire all these people. They can rely on us for all that,
mm-hmm.
where we can take care of all the technology, we can take care of all the making sure the software's at their fingertips through any browser or mobile device, and they get to go out and sell, deliver, manage, and bill for these services to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately the customer gets even better service and support and better value because they've got that local presence, that company that's going to understand their needs much better. So I think, from a trend standpoint, we're early in the trend or the technology adoption curve of cloud communications and hosted type services. So I think there's a whole bunch of years ahead of us to continue to help people get into the business and deliver these valuable products and services to the end users.
Right. So I see this as a trend in that it's easier than ever to get involved in a successful business in this area because of a company like yours. So
Well, I was going to say, so that's the part we get so excited about this because sorry to cut you off there, but we've kind of figured this business model out. So what we do is we combine this really innovative software, you know, cloud software, with our knowledge, our years in the space, and then our packages and plans that ultimately we put people in the business and they're making margins that they normally can't, you know, have a hard time dreaming about. And yet while they're delivering these high value, competitively priced products and services to their customers. So we've figured out this very disruptive model that most of our competition just doesn't understand. And yeah, so it's really exciting to get up in the morning and think, hey, I'm going to help another company get into this business and get into it successfully for the long haul.
And I know that feeling. You know, I was one of the owners of a company involved in wholesale, specifically DID Exchange, DIDX. And that was one of the things I really liked about it was realizing each day that that service was helping new businesses to start up all over the world. And that meant families, you know, bringing in new income. And it seems kind of silly and fluffy what I'm saying, but, you know, it really is exciting to be on the edge of innovation like Cordial is. So
I'd say it's not silly at all. I think what's exciting is in addition to helping the company succeed, I mean, we're watching companies build a high margin recurring revenue stream and they're hiring people. So we're helping companies to employ new folks. Obviously that's helping us to grow quite significantly and you know, we're on a constant hiring mode as well. So it is exciting because we're creating a great economic development opportunities, not just in right outside here in Philadelphia, but quite frankly, throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. So, Alan, would you share with us in closing here contact info, like the company's website, any social media profiles, and as we all know, you guys are exhibiting at Booth 520, IT Expo West, Austin, October 3rd through 5th. People can find that at itexpo.com. But tell us a little bit more about how to get in touch with and follow and learn from Do Business with Cordial.
Sure. So go to our website at www.cordial.com. That's CoreDial.com. Our telephone number is 215-297-4400. And again, as you said, we'll be at Booth 520. We're real excited about attending IT Expo West.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Suzanne. Have a great day.
All right.